The following content has been provided by New St. Andrews College in Moscow, Idaho. For more information, visit us online at www.nsa.edu.
All right, Chapter 12 of the Westminster Confession of the Faith in our Westminster Systematics course of adoption. And this is going to be a short segment because this is just a short chapter in the Westminster Confession, just one paragraph. All those that are justified, God vouchsafeth, in and for his only Son, Jesus Christ, to make partakers of the grace of adoption, by which they are taken into the number and enjoy the liberties and privileges of the children of God, have his name put upon them, receive the spirit of adoption, have access to the throne of grace with boldness, are enabled to cry, Abba, Father, are pitied, protected, provided for, and chastened by him as by a father, yet never cast off, but sealed to the day of redemption, and inherit the promises as heirs of everlasting salvation. So then, as a consequence of justification, following after justification, God promises to bring those justified into his family as adopted children. And one of the things to keep in mind is that everyone he justifies, he does this for. So there are no leftovers, there are no remainders. When God is assembling the, you know what it's like as a parent to be assembling a tricycle late Christmas Eve for your kid, and you know that disconcerting feeling of having the tricycle all assembled and a bunch of parts left over, and you wonder, was I supposed to use those parts? Are those extras? What are they exactly? God doesn't have that disconcerting experience. When he assembles our salvation, there are no parts left over, there are no people left over, there are no pieces left over. So everyone who is justified is adopted. Everyone who is adopted has previously been justified. So as a consequence of justification, God promises to bring those justified into his family as adopted children. This inclusion is itself a grace, the grace of adoption. This grace of adoption into the family has many attendant privileges. The first is that we take on the name of the family. We are Christians. So we are privileged to bear or carry the name of Christ. And incidentally, going back to the third commandment, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Many people think that that is simply talking about cussing or swearing. It has to do with what the name you're called by. You could render it, you shall not bear the name of the Lord your God in vain. So if you're going to be called a Christian, you don't want to bear that name in vain, completely independent of swearing or cursing or taking an oath. So we have the privilege of taking on the name of the family. We are Christians. Not only are we adopted, we receive the spirit of adoption. So we are adopted and it feels like it. We are adopted and something happens. Because we now belong to the household, we can walk right in. It's our home. It's our house. We belong there. Our relationship to the Father is such that we may cry out to him as Abba, Father. The Spirit, this is something the Spirit works in us. This is something the Spirit does. The Spirit causes us to turn naturally, instinctively to our Abba, to our Father. He, in his capacity as Father, pities us, protects us, supplies our needs, and spanks us. The relationship cannot be undone, as we are sealed for the day of redemption, and we will necessarily inherit the promises. We are heirs, in this family, of everlasting salvation.
New St. Andrews College thanks you for listening.